section 36 of Parsha Lech Lecha, and I believe the verse is 293. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkin Te, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Le'achda, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe. The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limun Torah Mitzvah, La'asob Torah Mitzvah, Ve'hino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanunei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanunehu. Tachatei La'ashalitu She'ar Amin Al Yisrael, Elakad B'tilu, Minayu kayama da Uma batilu minayu Vila it paran Vila it galyan Vial da kitil Vaya azbu b'nei Yisrael Et Hashem Vigomer vayim kor O tam b'yad sisra, v'yazvu et Hashem mamash ad yatat devora v'itnadvat l'kol Yisrael b'mila takedein itkedau sanei San Echon Pitocho Taihu. The translation, come and see. Other nations ruled over Israel only when Israel neglected this covenant. And what did they neglect? They performed the circumcision, but they did not uncover the corona. The Hebrew word is priah, and reveal the sacred flesh. This is why it is written, and they forsook Hashem. And so he sold them to the hand of Sisera. Therefore, the nations did not rule over Israel until they neglected the covenant, and they actually forsook Hashem. Then Devorah appeared and volunteered in the name of all Israel for the cause, and then their enemies were subdued. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. The priah, the corona, is a membrane between the skin of the crown and the foreskin. Questions, comments, thoughts. And I'm going to let you think about it for about 30 seconds. I'll be back. I'm back. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts?
Well, I'm puzzled as to why they performed a circumcision, but they didn't do it correctly. Did they not know how? Had they forgotten? We know the reason why they didn't do it correctly.
They didn't do it correctly. We're not being told why. I'm sure there's a midrash to answer that question, but I've never read it.
Mm-hmm.
But there, we in this generation, we had a same issue. because the Brit Milah during the 80s, there was this question, because there's a third step where the moil touches the directly on the sexual on the penis and sucks a little bit of blood that comes from the circumcision, and he brings that into his body, and there was all this issue over whether the moil should continue to do that because of the HIV virus.
Wow.
So, and most people didn't know it because it was obviously it was in the Orthodox tradition, but there was a tremendous uproar over that issue because we have this this understanding from the Book of Judges. So I really do not know the reason that they didn't do it, but I do know there is a three-step process. The removal of the foreskin, and then the pinky finger takes and splits the membrane, which is the priya. And the third is that the penis is touched to the mouth of the father, basically, but the moil was doing it because the fathers didn't know. And a few drops of blood are taken into the mouth of the moil. Those are the three steps. And the circumcision that is done by the Arabs at the age of 13, they do not do the priya. They do not reveal they do not split the membrane.
Did you say that issue came up in the 80s or the 60s? I didn't quite.
In the 80s. In the 80s.
Okay.
So late 70s and 80s, because it had to do with whenever the HIV virus was rampant and revealed. And I think the solution was that they allowed the father to do it. They instructed the father that this is what he had to do. And then another solution was they would put a few drops of blood on a glass stirrer that you could use in your and to stir your coffee. Instead of a wooden thing, they would have a glass thing. And so they would put a few drops of blood on that, and the father was given that. And that was actually the solution that they resolved it with.
Mm-hmm. Why must it be ingested?
It's an excellent question, and maybe we'll find out as we go through these verses. I never heard an explanation. I never asked the question myself.
Well, I think in other types of blood and murders that you're supposed to cover up the blood with the soil, so might be linked to that. Somehow, you know, in other words, it just doesn't get exposed.
Well, we bury the foreskin into the earth, but the blood does not need to be ingested. And the reason is, remember that there was a discussion in the Zohar on the Parashah of Beshalach about the redemption and about the two different kinds of blood that were mixed, or not, we're not sure if they were mixed, but they were put on the lintel. And the two different types was, one was the slaughtering of the animal, the shechting of the animal, and the other was the blood of circumcision. And so that the blood of circumcision is a holy remnant, and that's why it needs to be ingested, because we're bringing holiness from the baby, who is clearly at the level of Keter and clearly at the level of holy, because he has no sins from the body of the baby has no sins. And so we're taking this blood of circumcision, which is considered holy, and that's why we're injecting it, ingesting it. That's my intuition. I've never read anything. I've never read an answer, never asked the question before, and it's an excellent question. Should I go on?
I think so. I guess that verse would say that the reason Ezra was asked to manifest in that generation, in that period of the judges, that was because they weren't doing the circumcision correctly. So they really weren't under the covenant. They weren't being protected.
Correct.
So whatever rose up, that was what brought the end to Caesarea this time. So I think that's what that was telling us. Which I don't think we've ever put two and two together. You know, why was that enemy allowed? Why were the Philistines allowed to do what they did? Well, now the Zohar has kind of given us a hint. I mean, I'm sure more than just the reason of not obeying the covenant.
No, the verse says exactly that. It was because they were not doing the covenant properly. They were doing the removal of the foreskin, but they weren't splitting the membrane. And as we go deeper into it, we'll find out that the membrane is the klipa noga. Now, remember the idea of the klipot. There are four levels, four worlds, just as there are in the holy system. And the lowest level, the level of malchut, is called the klipa noga. And the upper three sephirot, which is Zeranjin, Bina, and Chachma of the negative system, cannot be made holy, and they have to be separated away from the holy system. They can't be mixed. Whereas Klipat Noga, the lower level, the lowest level of the Klipot, it depends on the consciousness of the action. And the metaphor that's used is you have an orange. And the orange has a klipot, has a shell around it, the peel, what we call the peel. And we don't eat the peel. But we can, with the proper consciousness, eat the inside of the peel. So Klipat Noga has two aspects. It's in the part of the negative system but it can be transformed into being part of the holy system. And that, I remember, we will be discussing as we go further down, further on. So verse 394. And go ahead. What's your question?
Well, do they have to have a certain amount of drops of blood to appear? I never thought to ask Tony, so the question just came to my mind. You know, if you're already circumcised, when you go through conversion, you still have, I think that's what it's called, if I remember right, Hakavat.
Yes. Yeah, you need 3 drops.
3? Okay.
Yes.
And I can understand.
When a man goes through the second conversion, usually it's because of conversion, but I went through a second circumcision because my circumcision as a baby was done in the hospital, and it was done by a doctor, and I had no certainty that the doctor was a moyle. So I had it done a second time to be sure at the age of 45. And, of course, I make a lot of jokes about that. Verse 394. Wahainu detaninan diamar kuchabarichu liyosh liyu Lihu Hoshua Waki Israel Atimin Inun Wilait Perau Wilait Kalyayo Wilakaimin Kayamin Kayamadili We at Baelia Allah Le Holy Ara Ulachna'a Sanehon Shu Mo'et B'nei Yisrael Sheinit V'yadit At Perau V'yit Gal Ya'oyo Hai Berit La'alu Le'ara V'la'it Kena'u Sanehon Ofaka Kewan Teit Nadvin Yisrael Lahayat Itkanau San Ehon Techotaihu Uvirkan Itchazaru Liao Mahahidikiv Bifroa peraut beYisrael behit nadev ambarku Hashem. The translation. This refers to what we have learned about the Holy One, blessed be He, who said to Joshua, Israel are not circumcised because they did not uncover the sacred flesh. Therefore, they do not uphold my covenant. Yet you plan on bringing them to the land of Israel and overcoming their enemies. Circumcise again the children of Israel a second time. And before they uncovered the corona and this covenant was revealed, they did not enter the land of Israel, and their enemies were not subdued. So here as well, when Israel volunteered to reveal the sign of this covenant, their enemies were overcome and blessings returned to the world. Therefore it is written, in time of tumultuous strife, and the same words will also translate as an uncovering of flesh in Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves, praise Hashem. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. This teaching regarding the priyah is indeed important, as Hashem attests. The question is why, as Malka did ask that question. Questions, comments, thoughts? Any questions or comments you want to make?
Well, I was just glad to see that Hashem spoke to Joshua and told him what was the problem.
We have a tradition that says that Hashem is always speaking to at least one person.
Mm-hmm.
The leader of the generation, that person is always being spoken to. The question, the level of the communication can vary from generation to generation, from leader to leader.
Yes, the parsha we did about why the heavens and the earth exist because of the Brit. Now, it's emphasizing as to why. And how to... And how important it is for Israel to keep the covenant so the world can exist.
And that is one of the earlier verses, correct.
Mm-hmm. And from time to time, we hear, you know, rumors of considering it barbaric, and that's come up at least two or three times in the last 10 years that I remember.
It's still an ongoing discussion. When one of my students was, I think I told you this story once. One of my students was a doctor. And he was a pediatrician, and his specialty was women who were having difficulty breastfeeding. And he made a suggestion which some of them followed, and it was not considered kosher by the community and by the laws. So he was relieved of his medical license, and he ended up in jail for about 3 years. But when he came out of jail, he had made a connection to Hashem and back to Judaism, and he chose to practice as a moel because he had the medical knowledge, so now he was acting as a moel. So he was very knowledgeable about this and discussed it with me back and forth a number of times. But he was also very involved on the internet, arguing with people who had taken on the intellectual idea that the Brit should be stopped. And what you've heard is two or three times is very, very true, and it goes on today. There are people who argue about it constantly. And even if they read the Zohar that we're reading, they wouldn't accept it. It's just, you know, they're very strongly connected to the negative system. And it's trying to stop the utilization of the Brit Milah, the circumcision. we're out of time, so if you have any quick questions, nobody's here yet, but they're going to be here in a minute or two. And if not, I hope you'll bring questions to the questions and answer session at the 7 o'clock class. Shalom to all. Shalom.
Okay. Shalom.